Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Today's mini lesson is on the daily review and planning. This is, you can probably tell by the name, a variation of the weekly review and planning session that we do every Monday morning. I suggest that you do this daily review at the end of the day. It helps you mentally prepare for tomorrow, and it also helps you catch those little niggly things that were about to slip through the cracks. And in general, they just make your day flow more smoothly. Basically, all you need to do is come up with a list of things to review. Print it or don't, as long as it's super handy. So you can just scan it and go through one at a time, and it'll start going pretty quickly at the end of the day. This is my list. You are welcome to use this or customize it for yourself. One, is there anything to download from my mind into my system? To-dos that need to go into the manager, appointments that need to get plopped on the schedule, all of those just little things I've just sort of gathered throughout the day, I dump those in the system. Two, review tomorrow's appointments. Really important. Is there anything really early in the morning? I usually don't schedule in the morning because that's my high priority project time, but every once in a while there is something and I need to be very aware of that. So looking at the time landscape of the day, what kind of project time do I have available given the boulders, so to speak, of my scheduled items? The second part of reviewing tomorrow's appointments is doing a quick mental assessment of whether I'm prepared for that appointment. Is there anything else I need to pull together? Is there anything I need to put by the door ready to go out to remember, etc.? Number three, when are my non-scheduled high priority activities happening? Like I said, I don't schedule things in the morning, and that is typically when they happen. But if I do have something, for example, every Monday morning, we do the weekly review and planning session, which means that my non-scheduled high priority activities need to happen at a different time during the day. These are the activities that feed my soul. These are the ones that make my heart sing. And when I don't do them, I get tweaky. This is my drug, doing my heart-based activities. So I want to know when they're happening, because if they don't, life just gets a little bit funny, if you know what I mean. Okay, number four in doing my daily review and planning for tomorrow, when, where, and what's for lunch? Really important for those of us who get really into what we're doing and don't eat. Or if you have issues with blood sugar, you got to take care of yourself. And if that means identifying when and where and what's for lunch, then do it. Especially important if you have a lot of appointments. Thinking about where those appointments are geographically can help you figure out, oh, okay, if I'm not taking my lunch with me, I can eat at that place because I like their salads or whatever. So figure it out beforehand. Number five, this sounds so girly, but really, it really helps me out a lot. Which appointment should I dress for? So say I've got three things, you know, and I do a bunch of different creative stuff. If I've got different meetings going on, they allow for different levels of dressing. So I pick the one where I need to dress the best, and I dress for that one all day long. So what if I'm overdressed for the other stuff? Doesn't matter, but I show up at that one and I feel good about what I'm wearing. And the other part of this is, should I pick it out tonight? Like if I really need to do laundry, then yeah, I want to pick out my outfit the night before because I'm going to be getting creative. Okay, number six. When is quiet time happening? Identify when that's going to be happening in your day and take it. It's so good for you. And this is not, I feel myself wanting to go off about why is quiet time so important, but I won't. It is, do it. Number seven, do I want to work with a theme for the day? So if you know you've got things, you know, fairly decently under control, you can work for it with a theme. So maybe it means that once an hour on the hour, your timer's gonna go off and you're going to ask yourself a question, you know, how am I feeling physically? Or what is something I can be grateful for? Or am I focusing on the right thing right now? So it's a question, a theme that you just keep coming back to over the course of the day. Not mandatory, but it can, have a nice effect on your day. The last one, number 8, reflect on today. We get going so darn fast, and then we race, and then we finish the day, we hit the sack, and then we get up and we do it again. Reflect on today. What are 1 to 3 things that I'm happy to have accomplished, that I can feel grateful for, that I'm appreciative of, that I can pat myself on the back for? Acknowledging those, this is what makes us human, this ability to look back and say, hey, I made progress on something that was really important to me. I don't care how small it was. It was one step in the right direction. Let yourself finish the day on that note. Really powerful. Those are my 8 things. What are your chronic challenges during the day? And what is one thing that you can prepare for the evening before to make your day go more smoothly, more easily? Customize a list for you and then use it on a daily basis. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Shawn Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.